Today's podcast is brought to you by StudyAid, the number one site statistically proven to help failing high school seniors graduate. It's Alicia, Alicia, the girl that always knows. It's Alicia, Alicia, the girl with the big old fro. It's Alicia, Alicia, yes, y'all already know. Alicia, Alicia, welcome to her talk show. Yeah. Yo, 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 what's up, everyone? It's your girl, Alicia. Welcome or welcome back to Double A's Book Talk. On today's episode, we will briefly talk about a book I've recently read, and you guys will meet one of my very good friends. Without further ado, let's get into this podcast. In A Lesson Before Dying, a man named Jefferson is convicted of a murder and sentenced to death. Jefferson claims he's innocent of the crime. He says he was on his way to a bar, but changed his mind and decided to tag along with two men who were on their way to a liquor store. Upon arriving there, the two men began arguing with the store owner and had a shootout. The store owner and the two men died, and Jefferson remained at the scene of the crime. He was arrested and tried for murder. Jefferson's lawyer argues in court and says that Jefferson is nothing but a poor fool and refers to him as a hog, and says that he is incapable of plotting such a crime. However, the jury quickly brings back the guilty verdict. The people of America, all around the world, are falsely accused of things on a day-to-day basis. There's one girl I know firsthand who knows about the discrimination issues that are still happening today. Make some noise for my homegirl. Many of you may know her from her hit podcast, The Powerful Women's Association, Aaliyah Brown. Hello, Aaliyah. Welcome to Double A's Book Talk. We are honored to have you here today with us.
Hey, Alicia. Thank you for having me here.
All right, let's get to it. I know you've experienced firsthand what it feels like to be wrongly accused of a crime you know you didn't commit. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your experience and what all you had to go through?
Of course, it was a few years ago, winter of 2006. My mom's car broke down, so I had to walk to the store to buy milk for my baby sister. It was like 36 degrees outside this day, so I was walking swiftly to get to the store. Once I was there, I found what I needed and checked out. However, the heat inside the store felt so good, I wasn't quite ready to leave yet. I stood there for about 10 minutes. As I picked up my things and started to walk out the door, I was stopped by the store manager. He asked to search my bag. Then he told me he needed to check my jacket and my pants pockets. The entire time this was happening, people were just walking by and staring. I was completely embarrassed, so much that even my brown skin was tomato red. After the manager didn't find anything, he told me he had received an anonymous tip that I pocketed some candy while I was walking around. He apologized, but I was still ashamed.
OMG, I got chills just listening to that. I couldn't imagine being in your shoes. I probably would have cried, or even more. Well, did he at least give you any free candy after all the harassment?
Girl, no, just a very weak sorry, and he went and continued working. I, on the other hand, had to walk home freezing and embarrassed.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It's crazy that the world we live in now, people are always being wrongly accused of things they didn't do, from something as simple as stealing a candy bar to murdering someone. Today's podcast is brought to you by StudyAid, the number one site statistically proven to help failing high school seniors graduate. Well, that's all the time we have today. Come back next week and see what book I've read and how it can be applied to our everyday lives. Bye! It's Alicia, Alicia, the girl that always knows. It's Alicia, Alicia, the girl with the big old fro. It's Alicia, Alicia, yes, y'all already know. Alicia, Alicia, signing out from her talk show. Yeah!